Today's Fish Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
A very good morning to you and welcome to another edition of Fish Titans with myself, Shaquan, where I get to interview men and women of great strength, intellect and importance. Now, these men and women are in various industries and they have overcome so much and they have built great careers for themselves. And we're just here having the privilege to be in their space to soak up so much inspiration as we can from them to keep pursuing whatever dreams that we have for ourselves. Now, today's Titan is an experienced chief executive officer, and he has been heading the Development Bank of Namibia for the past 10 years. Welcome, Mr. Martin Nkumbi, to our space. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing well, and good morning to you.
Okay, so we want to pick your brain, as I mentioned earlier on. We want to pick your brain to draw as much inspiration as we can from you. So obviously, you had a beginning stage, so to say. You started somewhere, you know. So what was your starting point for you? And please do not shy away from sharing with us those side jobs that you have that nobody knows about.
Well, I was born in a village somewhere in northern Namibia. Mm-hmm. I schooled my early primary school there in Oshakati, moved to Vindo. I schooled in Katutura, basically, Namutuni Primary School. That's where I continued.
Okay.
And, so that's my foundation. Mm. And went to secondary school here in Windhoek, studied BCom at the University of Cape Town. I think that gave me the foundation for commerce, finance, and banking.
Yeah.
And then continued thereafter on. So career-wise, I have basically just worked in banks. Yes, you ask about side hustles.
Yes.
I was a waiter when I was in secondary school at the German embassy. That was early independence, obviously, because I was at DHPS.
Yes.
So when
we
had this group of young people, whenever there's an event at the German embassy, they call us to basically help out.
Yeah, because of the relationship with the embassy and the school.
Because of the relationship and the language, so we are able to converse with the guests and so on.
Mm.
So I would say that was my very, very first job, probably. Mm. But then when I was studying at UCT, I used to do holiday jobs at Commercial Bank. NetBank now, it used to be Commercial Bank in the early 90s. Yeah. So so I started basically doing everything about banking, being a teller, for example, during my holiday jobs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you say, probably just going back to the time that you were waitressing, for example, or being a waiter, sorry, and maybe also being a teller, for example, what would you say are some of the core values that you learned in those positions that you to this day apply in this position that you're in right now?
I think in those roles, the major expectation is providing a service. You are serving somebody, whether you are a waiter or whether you are a bank clerk, a teller, for example, you are providing a service. So it's very important to listen and to understand what the customer needs and wants. And you try your best basically to offer that and possibly more. I think the most important is just to give the customer a positive experience.
Mm-hmm. All right. So do you feel you face on a daily in your professional capacity? Apart from making every customer that you have happy, right? What would you say is just some of those challenges that just show up on a regular?
Well, firstly, in my current role as CEO, you obviously managing and leading people, both people in both your colleagues in the bank, and also you have stakeholders that you need to engage and to meet their expectations. That those can be external stakeholders.
Yeah.
People have got different aspirations, different want and need. They are always not aligned, and you have to manage that. So for me, that's the biggest challenge, but it has to be managed.
Yeah. So under your leadership, the Development Bank of Namibia's balance sheet, it has been reported, I read a couple of days ago, that it grew from 2.3 billion to 9.47 billion, right? So what is your secret, or what has the strategy been to bring the bank to where it is right now, to the position where it is right now?
Well, I can add that we have also been fortunate that during my time, there has been a tremendous growth in the Namibian economy, except over the past, say, 3-4 years. But early on, there was good growth.
Mm.
There was a number of infrastructure projects that were ongoing that required capital.
Mm.
So our role as DBN was made relatively easy, because our core role as a development bank is basically to source finance, get money from somewhere, and then we need to channel that money in infrastructure projects in the country.
Yeah.
So that has helped with the growth of the bench loan book.
Moving away from your capacity of what you are enrolled as right now at Development Bank of Namibia, how do you find a balance?
I think firstly you need to be passionate about what you do. You need to like it, and I think that helps with minimizing stress, because you don't feel forced to go to work. You don't feel forced to do what you are doing. You're not only doing it as a job, but you get joy out of it. That helps with stress management. But other than that, yes, you have to balance your life. You have friends, you have family, you work out, you need to have hobbies that sometimes take you away from the pressure of work. So, and you need to travel, you need to learn. That's a constant. Whether you are traveling, whether you are reading, whether you are listening to other people from all walks of life. I can tell you, you can always learn something from an old tate somewhere in the village who is telling you a story about the environment, the background, what's happening in the village, their aspiration and dreams. That's when you come to appreciate other people's thoughts, ideas, and that helps you basically balance yourself. Sometimes it helps humble you as well.
Oh no, absolutely.
Boost your mornings with Fresh Breakfast on 102.9.
Hey, baby, let me see it. I just want to eat it.
Alrighty, so now it has been reported, or we read not so long ago, that you're stepping down come August 2023, right? So what influenced this decision for you? Do you feel that you've done all that you can for Development Bank right now? And what is in the future for you?
Well, it is a belief I have, and I always had it, that in any role, especially a role of significance, like being a CEO of any organization, I think there should be a time when you step down. I do think any dancer must at some stage leave the dancing stage and allow others to dance as well. I think it helps the individual, myself, also to learn new things, to grow. And I think very important, it's also important for the organization that you leave new ideas, new energy. That is very important. So I think change is very important. It helps organizations and individuals grow.
That's a good point. So to an intern, right, who's going to be interning with Development Bank of Namibia next year, and they, you know, probably don't even get the chance to work with you, but they hear of you, right? What legacy would you want to leave behind for those to come after you, or probably even the people that you have worked with and interacted with all these years?
Well, earlier on we talked about service. And I said I'm very passionate about service, and therefore I would like that to be the legacy of Martin Nkumbi, that I have inculcated a culture of providing service at the bank. The other one is innovation. Those two are very important, because I do think life is always faced with challenges, obstacles, bottlenecks, and those need to be resolved. And being innovative, thinking and learning is the solution. So that's another legacy for DBN I wish to leave behind.
But you feel satisfied?
I feel satisfied. I think one of the strengths of DBN is the quality of people we have in there. We have got very capable young people who are passionate, who have the knowledge and skills, and I think that has contributed to the character or the brand and the reputation DBN has. It's people.
So you mentioned that you were born in a village in the north, but you didn't give us the name.
Well, the village is actually, well, the area where the church is called Elim. It's in the Umsati area, Umsati region. It is about just 18 kilometers from northwest of Oshakati. So that's the village I was born in. But we moved pretty much early, or I moved pretty much early to Oshakati, and that's where I started schooling.
Which primary school were you schooling at?
The official name of the school is Oshakati Combined School, but I think it's known primarily as Ngolo Primary School. Ngolo, I think Master Ngolo was actually the first or the founding principal, and somehow the school just in those days just carried on with that name. So it's still there. Name has changed. Now they call it Mwalina Wanembenge Combined School. So that is where guy.
So if we haven't, the reason I'm asking actually, I mean, I'm familiar with the area because I used to live in the north for around about 2 years. But the reason I'm asking is because we might have someone listening right now to this interview, and they can relate to your story in the sense that this person comes from my village. Do you know what I'm saying? Or they went, probably was schooling at Namutoni Primary School, and they are still there, and they would one day want to pursue their dreams to be as successful as you are. So what words of encouragement would you leave with them in order for them to get to, not necessarily where you are specifically, but to reach their dreams?
Or higher dreams, I would say. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think most important is to believe in yourself wherever you are, wherever you're coming from.
Yeah.
Let your environment and the background not limit you. So the sky is the limit. What is most important is to learn, inform, and educate yourself. And once you understand the world, you understand your passion and what you want to do, the next, go for it. And obviously you can always achieve it.
Absolutely. If you put your mind to it, they say.
Exactly.
In the words of Mr. Martin Nkumbi, thank you so much for your time. And that is all the time that we have for Fresh Titans this week, and we wish you nothing but the best in whatever the future holds for you, what you want to pursue in the future. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having
all
me.
All right.
And that was this week's Fresh Titan, only on Fresh FM.